do not let spiritual bypassers and 1%ers to shame you, confuse you, or put fear in you. Fear is very dangerous when it's not real. You do right for your own kids, for yourself. And that is your legacy. You know when the things are not right. You know what is injustice. What is just doesn't have legal status, doesn't have race, doesn't have ethnicity, doesn't have religion, doesn't have a language difference. Wake up, wake up, and keep using your voice. Do not listen to spiritual bypassers and people who live in their own self-care, delusion, and denial. Use your voice, use your wisdom, use your intelligence, use your platform, as I'm doing right now, and keep bringing awareness in your community, in your city, in your church. Go to the protest. Speak up. Stand for what is right. Do good to be good, to do good. Start small. Start with your own advocacy. And don't be afraid to use your voice. Self-care industry is killing us. It's killing our sense of solidarity, of kinship, of helping. Human. Of helping human next to you. With love and care and using your intelligence and your voice for what is right, stay with your own moral principles and your moral bravery. Don't be confused. We are missing moral clarity because of self-care industry and spiritual bypassing. We became so obsessed with us that we lose a common sense of solidarity, of humanness. Oh, our country is collapsing and you feel betrayed by our own country and what it stands for, and you're afraid this is dictatorship now? Self-care, self-love, self-compassion, self-soothing, self-development, self-improvement, self-actualization, self-mastery, self-awareness, self-protection, self-trust, self-advocacy, self-forgiveness, self-liberation, self-reclamation. My friend, everything will be fine. You just need to know how to manifest. Because tyranny can begin. I'm in my own frequency. Oh, you might be deported because you're not citizen enough? Self-love, self-care, self-development, self-improvement, self-actualization, self-love. Self-love, 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 self-love. I know you will be fine. It's just an energy. We are all one by end of the day. Oh, your voice is censored and you're afraid you will lose your job and jeopardize your livelihood because you have moral clarity and moral courage to speak up? Self-care, self-love, self-compassion, self-soothing, self-development, self-improvement, self-actualization, self-mastery, self-awareness, self-reflection, self-inquiry, self-honesty, self-respect, self-protection, self-trust, self-advocacy, self-forgiveness, self-liberation, self-reclamation, self-renewal, self-expression, self-embodiment, self-acceptance, self-celebration. You know, there is a great retreat center in Costa Rica. It's all about plant medicine. You will be at so much better place once you do it. I did 245 times. Finally, I could see myself and I know how to take care of myself. It might be helpful for you too. Oh, there is a genocide and possibility of global war. Self-love, self-care, self-development, self-improvement, self-inquiry, self-honesty, self-respect, self-protection, self-renewal, self-expression, self-embodiment, self-acceptance, self-celebration, self-advocacy, self-forgiveness, self-reclamation. I'm Anna Mile. This is Excellent Rising. Please follow, subscribe, comment. Join our free membership community. The links are below. And please support this podcast. If you find yourself offended with this piece, please keep your legacy of self-denial, self-deception, self-delusion, and lineage of betrayal. Everyone else, wake up. Wake up. And keep using your voice. Do not listen to spiritual bypassers and people who live in their own self-care, delusion, and denial. Use your voice, use your wisdom, use your intelligence, use your platform, as I'm doing right now, and keep bringing awareness in your community, in your city, in your church. Go to the protest. Speak up. Stand for what is right. Do good to be good, to do good. Start small. Start with your own advocacy. And don't be afraid to use your voice. Self-care industry is killing us. It's killing our sense of solidarity, of kinship, of helping. Human. Of helping human next to you. Do not let spiritual bypassers and one percenters to shame you, confuse you, or put fear in you.